4 hours. And as it does that, the moisture evaporates, and those tomatoes just turn into a beautiful roasted sauce. So a big bunch of tomatoes all at once. It's all done. I take it out, cool it off, and then I decide to freeze it or can it. So if you've got a lot of tomatoes at home, this is an easy way to get a bunch of stuff done while you've got time to do some other things. So that's a good little tip I like to pass along.
Yeah, that is a good way. You know, one thing I've been doing, I mean, mostly I'm the grower. I'm not really the cooker, but I do like to help with the preserving of things. And we've got one of those little stack-up food dryers. You can just make it taller and taller and taller. And we dry a lot of the tomatoes and then just sort of crush them up for, food in the wintertime.
And that's another good way. And the thing I love about drying is it takes a lot of hours, but once you fill that dryer up, you're free to go. Go out to the lake, go finish, take the kids to school, whatever you've got to do on that day. But some of these things can sort of take care of themselves. And dried tomatoes in the dead of winter are so delicious.
So what else? We got tomatoes and, well, zucchini. How about zucchini? Everybody's got plenty
of
that.
Oh, everybody's got zucchini and they're locking their car doors, right?
Yeah.
Don't give me any. Zucchini is one of those things we tend to shred it and freeze it for zucchini bread later in the winter. And